could you give me your reaction, please?
The announcement yesterday that the Liberal Democrat Council have finally decided to remove all LTNs in the borough of Sutton is a huge relief, especially to those who've been campaigning in Worcester Park. We know that Worcester Park is still on their radar in terms of looking to trial schemes. However, at this moment in time, it's been a massive effort by a lot of residents, thousands of signatures, plenty of petitions, where we really felt we weren't being heard. And whilst the council is denying any residential action in this decision-making, putting their decision firmly on the Justice Lang High Court ruling of late, I can tell you for 100% that if it wasn't for the persistence of residents, they wouldn't have paid any attention to that ruling.
Can you tell me a bit about the effect the LTN has had on the area, please?
Yeah, it's been terrible. The LTN has been put up based on false data, lies and misconstrued information, all of which has been reviewed, ratified and debunked. It has driven people inside. We know people who are moving from moving house, who actually live at the LTN because they feel trapped. We hear of elderly people who go through it because the signage is so bad. One gentleman got fined four times in one day going to see his daughter. And it has driven massive indirect discrimination by forcing traffic onto the high street as monitored by Imperial College London in terms of driving up the pollution. And every time we have asked for a rational conversation, we've been denied. I mean, it's been very, very stressful for everybody concerned. And yeah, as I say, we just feel this massive sense of relief now. We know that they're going to try and come back at us, but for now, we can take a breath, restock, and next time we won't be starting from a standing start. We will hit the ground running.
They say that they're priding themselves on consultation and engagement with the community. Could you tell us a bit about what you've been saying to them and what your interactions have been like?
We have found them on street corners. We have emailed them in our thousands. They are refusing to supply reference details on the complaints section of the council website, which is the only way to communicate with this council. And they have refused steadfastly to listen to any of the petitions, 3,500, 2,000, 1,200, that have been put forward. They've actually even ignored their own consultation, wherein 86% of people that filled in the questionnaire said they were against it. How can they claim they're actually listening, they're actually consulting with residents when they're ignoring their own consultation?
That's everything I wanted to ask. Is there anything else you would like to add?
I think at this time, as I say, you know, we know that Worcester Park is firmly in their radar. I think it's very important for members of Sutton and the local community to realise that the reason that Worcester Park is in such high focus is because we are a boundary ward. The plan, the Sustainable Transport Plan, which is published online on the council's website, aims to link 70 of these LTNs all together to drive down vehicle usage by 70%, with no equalities impact assessments being done. So if you have need for your car, rather than you just like your car, you need to be involved, because they will come back at us. Because if they can't get Worcester Park to work, the whole plan falls apart. And it's now that people are beginning to actually realise that this is the reason behind it. And we need to be aware of this, because it's not just something in Butter Hill. It's not just Rayfield Avenue. It's not just Browning Avenue. It is a master plan to bring the borough to a grinding standstill in automotive terms.
Thank you very much for speaking to me.
You're welcome.